All right, it's time for Joe Smith live from Durham. Well, Joe, it's not Maui, but it is Indiana basketball. Good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, Glass?
Good, good. Margaret's riding shotgun here as well.
Oh, Margaret's here again.
It's Wednesday, buddy.
Oh, is it Wednesday?
That's right. Okay. Well, I keep you in line. Don't
you probably don't know what day it is after the last week and a half you've had. You've been all over the world.
We just hope.
I do know it's awfully foggy, light rain, and dreary in Durham, North Carolina this morning. So.
Well, luckily basketball is an indoor sport.
Yeah,
you don't have
is.
To worry about any of that. I hope you grab the right suitcase with the long pants and warmer clothes, maybe not the one from Maui. But the Hoosiers, Joe, they need to put Maui behind them. They tried to on Monday night. You saw some things get better with their easy victory over Alcorn State. But as we've seen this year, we've seen teams that haven't been very good. We've seen teams that have been pretty good. Now we see a team that I'm going to throw in probably the conversation of a legitimate national championship contender. So that's why you play these games before the Big Ten season hits. You get a little of this,
yep.
You get a little of that. But the challenge is going to be a firm one tonight at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Well, the headlines this morning in the Raleigh News Observer, confident Duke ready for date with Hoosiers. So coming off its most complete game of the year on Sunday in its blowout against Utah State, this Coach K team, this edition, working on an eight-man rotation led by Grayson Allen, who's averaged almost 23 points a game, and in Mike Krzyzewski's mind is one of the best players in the country. We started to see that evolve the way the young man played in the NCAA tournament and led Duke to the national championship last spring. He's good at several things, but he drives well, and we saw the Hoosiers struggle mightily on the defensive end of the floor with ball screens and drives, drivers over in Maui. So two things that Duke uses awfully well in its attack. The Hoosier defense tonight will certainly have to roll up its sleeves and get to work against the nation's most efficient offense here in this young season. Allen, who struggled in Duke's lone loss to Kentucky back last month in Chicago. They lost to UK by 11. He averaged 31 points and shot 67% in wins over VCU and Georgetown when they went over to Madison Square Garden in New York prior to Thanksgiving. Blue Devil freshman Luke Kennard found his shot with 22 against Utah State the other night. He comes off the bench and shooting the ball well. We mentioned that eight-man rotation. The Dukies plan on getting another big frontliner, more PT starting tonight, and that's another freshman, 6'10", Jace Cheater, to add strength to veterans and captains Emil Jefferson and Marshall Plumlee. Plumlee, of course, the big 7-footer, averages 7 points and about 8 rebounds, and Jefferson, who is 6'9", averages nearly 12 points and 11 rebounds. And we'll see if Coach Tom brings Max Bielfeld back into the starting lineup, because Duke poses an interesting matchup with 6'9", Brandon Ingram, who also is a double-figure scorer but has played out back as well as inside. So it's an opportunity, and it's in places like Cameron Indoor Stadium where the Hoosiers can maybe start to prove to themselves with a signature win here in early December a degree or dose of confidence of what it takes to transfer home court efforts out to the road. And I tell you, if you can do it here in Durham, you can do it anywhere.
And against that competition, Joe, that's right. And it is only one game. It's not going to make or break the season, but the Hoosiers need to – what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, you need a confidence coupler. And, you know, if this is a link missing, they can, link it together and beat teams that maybe they're not supposed to beat.
I've called it the acceptable loss, and I don't like to talk about that.
No,
and that's just
bit as much right to win this basketball game, but obviously we're going to have to do a lot of things well. And I don't know, they've got some crazy record here. Glass
120 in a row, Joe. I won't even tell you what the other numbers are. Their last
non-conference is it 120.
The streak is at 120. Their last non-conference loss was St. John's in 2000. I want to say they're 173-24 in Cameron. It's ridiculous. So that's something that Indiana needs to worry about Indiana. But here's what we do know, Joe. When they've played the best competition they've faced this year, the Hoosiers haven't won yet, and this is going to be another watermark for this team confidence-wise, because Morehead State on Saturday, IPF W on Wednesday, and McNeese State the following Saturday. Those aren't going to be the teams that you say, well, if we beat those guys, we're rolling in the red. Those are teams you should beat.
You know, this is right. This is the first big test, and we'll see. This is big boy basketball. That's the league we play in. So let's see where we are here in early December against one of the nation's best. And, you know,
Tobacco
see where
Road.
We stack up. I mean, there will be more to add to the pot after the 40 minutes or more tonight. But I'm as interested an onlooker to see how where we are. We're 5-2, but we haven't beaten anybody. So
exactly,
you know.
And Duke has been known over the years to give up a few points. It wouldn't surprise me if this was like the Maryland North Carolina game last night, which ended 88-81 as the number 9 Carolina beats number 2 Maryland. Purdue wins at Pittsburgh. Michigan wins on the road, as does Northwestern. Ohio State and Nebraska lose at home in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Women go tonight. They host Georgia Tech coming up at 7 o'clock at the Assembly Hall. South beats Seymour in girls basketball last night, 58-43. Columbus East beat Bloomington North. Wrestling, Edgewood beats Terre Haute North. And in swimming, South boys roll over the Terre Haute South in swimming, so not a bad thing there. Associated Press boys basketball is out. South is ranked 16th in that, Joe. So we've got you covered, at least on the first part. When we come back at 8:45, we'll go inside the numbers and take a look at some key performers we think that are going to have big games tonight if the Hoosiers are going to run up and down the court. And that's what it's going to be, Joe. Get your track shoes on tonight. You got two pencils, because you're going to go through some lead in that pencil. There's going to be plenty of field goal attempts. There's going to be plenty of made baskets tonight. You and 9,000 of your closest friends at Cameron Indoor. And
that ought to be an exciting thing.
And Joe gets the best seat in the house, because you'll be up there on the gantry up on the top, won't you?
Probably, unless they change things. I don't think they have. So,
well, hopefully you can't hear Dick Vitale yelling from up there like we will on our TV all night.
Yeah, that'll be intense.
We got the shoot around this morning, practice at 11, so we'll find out where we are.
Do a little scouting trip there to see where you're going to set up camp. All right, 8:45, we'll get into the details. We'll also talk IU football. They had a big night on the offensive side of things. Jordan Howard, Dan Feeney, first-team All-League, so great news there. We'll get everybody caught up on the 12 players that were recognized offensively and defensively for the Hoosiers. Joe, you win football games, good things happen.
Yeah.
That's exciting
and
times.
It could happen to a bunch of great guys, so glad to hear that.
All right, good stuff, buddy.
All right, we'll see you a little bit later.
Now, a little easier to get to Durham than it is to Maui, and but the opponent, a little bit tougher than what the Hoosiers looked at, Joe, on their holiday excursion. We know Duke basketball, Coach K, it's self-explanatory, and people that don't even follow basketball understand what Duke's about. And Indiana, maybe you can argue, has had some problems getting getting the team's attention. Well, that won't be the issue tonight, and we're going to have some big performances just about from everybody to give this Duke team some problems. Tell us what we should be watching for.
Well, with a three-night Big Ten ACC Challenge concluding tonight, Hoosiers will try to do its part with an upset win here in Durham against number 7 Duke. By the way, the challenge is all even after two nights, 4-4. Indiana, by the way, 6-8 down through the years when they've competed in the challenge. And they are 4-3 trailers in this series when we've gotten together with Duke down through the years. 54-51 losers last time in here at the Cameron Indoor Stadium back in 06, where Duke hasn't lost a non-conference game in 15 years. That equates to 120 wins. One thing Duke in its 6-1 season to date has avoided, slow starts to halves. They jumped on Utah State the other day and played perhaps its best all-round game of the seven, but this one tonight, primetime, midweek, the opponent is Indiana. The Cameron Crazies will be out in full force as if it were Carolina or Virginia in February or March. So, what's it all mean? Good start for the Redshirts tonight. Mandatory. Allow, the first 20 minutes to settle in. I mean, this is going to be the noisiest 9,300 that the Hoosiers will have played in front of this year. The Hoosiers have shot 50% or higher in 8 halves and have been at 43% or better in every half they've played in. Offensive rebounds and second chance points cannot be allies to Duke. Got to win the glass tonight. Turnovers, nothing greater. Drives a crowd than a steal, a break, a dunk, especially this cozy place. I'm going to watch bench points tonight. Duke is thriving on what has amounted to an eight-man rotation. The Hoosiers have scored 195 bench points combined in their first seven games. Big stage, big game. Does James Blackman Jr. utilize the opportunity? I'm not going to suggest he score 33 tonight, but his improving defense has helped and will tonight, whatever the matchup might be. If Coach Tom stays small, does he put R.J.? Robert Johnson on Grayson Allen, who's been averaging 23 a ball game. Yogi, well, maybe this is a night for Yogi to set a new career high in assists. Troy Williams' complete game will go a long way towards a possible upset. One thing that we can't see tonight would be early foul trouble that would send him to the bench. But we know Troy has that wow factor to take the Cameron crazies out of the game. Duke is 14-2 in these challenge games, one of the losses to the Hoosiers. When Duke came to Assembly Hall, number one, in late November of 05 and left eight-point losers. This one could be a solid foundation piece here early December for what lies ahead. It's going to take a number of things to go well tonight, but it's big boy basketball, and it's Duke here in Durham. This is why you come to Indiana to play the Dukes of the world. And now Act 1 will open tonight for the Hoosiers at 9:15 on ESPN.
The home non-conference is 120 victories. The home unranked non-conference is 112. The Duke team, Joe, is the third tallest in Mike Krzyzewski's history.
And I didn't realize that.
And he's had a few histories down there on Tobacco Road. He's been around for some time. The other interesting numbers, Duke leads the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency. Your Hoosiers are seventh. Like I told you earlier, you better have a couple number two pencils for all the stuff you're going to be scribbling down between the timeouts and in each half, because I think points, points, and more points. We've seen Joe Indiana has problems stopping just about everybody. I wouldn't think this game would be in the 60s tonight. maybe in the first half. So Duke has no problem running up down the court. Dave O'Brien and Tommy or and Dickie Vitale are going to be your announcers tonight.
Yeah, I see that.
Exciting for the whole family there. So you can mute it and turn on Joe and Don and Eric and listen to the boys that way. I think that probably will be the case. So big game, Joe. And again, this will be the second of a three games in 6 days spurt for the Hoosiers as they're back in action with Morehead State on Saturday at the friendly confines of the Assembly Hall. So we'll be rooting for you tonight. 9,314 of your closest fans will be there sitting right on top of you. And you'll see some candy stripers tonight. I know a handful of people going to this game, believe it or not. I've got some friends down in that area. Good. So you'll see some. You'll see a little red and white down there. Speaking of red and white, yesterday was the offensive award winners for the Big Ten football season. And Dan Feeney and Jordan Howard, first team in that. That's exciting news for Kevin Wilson's bunch. Jason Spriggs was second team. And honorable mention for the coaches and the media, Michael Cooper, senior tight end, and Simi Cobbs, Joe. So fun stuff there. Nate Sudfeld was third-team quarterback. That should tell you just how deep the Big Ten was at quarterback this year.
Well, that's great to see a lot of names and throw the defensive guys and Oaks and the rest.
Yep, 12-pack.
Earlier this week, that's a good, good numerical number.
Yep, most in history for the program, 12 honorees.
Right?
Yes, most. Yep, according to Jeff Keg, 12 is the magic number, so exciting times for that.
Great.
Terry Morin's Hoosiers tonight will be in the women's version of the Big Ten ACC
Georgia
Challenge.
Tech.
The Yellow Jackets coming to town at the Assembly Hall, 7 o'clock is tip time there. North fell to Columbus East in girls basketball. Joe, South beat unbeaten Seymour at down there on the south side, so good win for Larry Williams' crew down there. And South boys are ranked 15th in the new AP poll. How about that?
Is Bedford ranked?
The North Lawrence Stars, they wouldn't. After one win, I wouldn't think so. They are, at one quick glance, not in my eyesight.
Right.
So you've got a big game, though, coming up 7 o'clock. Chalk Talk on Friday night.
Yeah, gotta sometime. Yeah, start working on that.
Well,
game.
You got a little bit of time this morning. You can cram in there between coffee breaks. Hey, we appreciate your time
as
always.
My friend.
Safe travels. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning before you fly back, and or you fly back tonight.
No, we're flying back tonight.
Oh, so you'll be in the comforts of the Chateau Smitty. Okay, sounds good, my man. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you live tomorrow morning.
All righty, we'll be here. See you.